7 minutes to midday. Dominic Loris with you at midday with Martin Lewis on the consumer panel. Let's talk to Peter in Essex. He's a serving police officer at Roger in Norwich, who is a Liverpool supporter and was at Hillsborough on that day in 1989. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Peter, as a police officer, when you saw the kind of information that was being released yesterday, what were you thinking?
Well, extreme anger. I am a junior in the police ranks, and unfortunately this will tarnish the whole of the police service. But really, I think this this culture and this collusion can fit very easily within the senior ranks. They're the gatekeepers for all this. It won't be junior people that will make decisions like this. This is senior people and this is collusion. And what Margaret said, fighting the establishment, that's exactly what she's doing. I'm talking here senior politicians, I'm talking ACPO grades, I'm talking senior officers within that force, and it doesn't surprise me.
It's interesting that you say it doesn't surprise you, because do you remember the scandals of the West Midlands Serious Crime Squad? And I was a young reporter in Birmingham, sort of covering the end of their scandalous behaviour and the aftermath of that. And many thought that things had changed, or the culture had changed, about doctoring statements and lying on oath and all the rest of it. But for this to then happen in 89, early 90s, you say you're not surprised.
Well, I've got a theory. I have got a theory on this, OK? It is only my theory, and it's a personal view. I've been a police officer for 10 years, OK? Mm. The amount of times I've had to ask, or people have asked, are you in the club? Are they in the club? OK?
Now, meaning the Masons, you mean?
Yes,
right.
I think it furthers people's careers. Certainly, when you become like the inspector rank and above, there's quite a lot. Certainly, there's a lot of that in my force. And I do speak to people in other forces, and it is certainly an issue in some other forces that I've spoken to as well. Now,
but so hang on, sorry, just to be clear, because I have no knowledge of the Masons.
Yeah.
But if someone says to you as an officer, are you in,
are
the,
you
club?
In the club?
What,
yeah.
So you take that to mean, am I a member of the Masons? What's the implication of that? What does that mean? What's the significance?
I'm not saying that there's any crime committed from this, but the perception, in my opinion, I'm not in any of these informal clubs, but in my opinion, they're an opportunity for people, especially senior people, and they're the people that groom the next ones up, to discuss and formulate plans of action that may be to the detriment of the actual people that pay for their service, i.e. the charge payer. Now,
OK, I'm going to stop you there, yeah. Peter, and this is the reason why. We've just received the audio of the apology from the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson. He wrote an article in 2004 in which he repeated the fact that he believed some Liverpool supporters were to blame for what happened at Hillsborough. He's apologised today. Here it is.
Absolutely. And let me say, I'm very, very glad that